Singer Harry Belafonte took on the Bush administration's Iraq policy on a San Diego radio station recently, but it was what he said about Secretary of State Colin Powell's position in the White House that caught everyone's attention.
There's an old saying, in the days of slavery, there were those slaves who lived on the plantation, and there were those slaves who lived in the house. You got the privilege of living in the house if you served the master to exactly the way the master intended to have you serve him.
Harry Belafonte's comparing the Secretary of State to a house slave is obviously inflammatory. Commentator John McWhorter says it's also outdated.
The first season of the sitcom The Jeffersons has come out on DVD this fall, and I've been watching my way through it recently. Watching George and Wheezy in their wide collars and polyester brings me to mind of Harry Belafonte and Colin Powell. In 2002, the house slave field slave bit sounds as antique as George Jefferson calling white people hunky. Mr. Belafonte seems to think that a black person who helps run the country is automatically a traitor to his race. Now, this made some sense in the old days. The house slave character was someone who thought his place in the quote-unquote house lent him power, when in fact his appointment was really just a form of window dressing. And no doubt, looking at old photos in the 30s, 40s, and 50s of blacks in token government positions, we can't help noticing that they were working within a power structure that was, at heart, opposed to black advancement. But 1950 was a long time ago, and black America has made tremendous strides in all areas of life since then. As quiet as it's kept, today there are more middle-class black families than poor ones. The president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, the CEOs of AOL, Time Warner, American Express, and Merrill Lynch, and the president of the American Bar Association are all black, not to mention the National Security Advisor and, of course, the Secretary of State. But for Mr. Belafonte, these black people in high positions are apparently beside the point, or worse, morally corrupt. I think I do understand his position, though. Resistance was central to freeing us from legalized segregation, so there's a lingering sentiment among many black Americans that to be authentically black is to hold the establishment at an arm's length. But this isn't what the civil rights movement was about. It was about seeking black Americans' place at the mainstream table. But Mr. Belafonte seems to be requiring that blacks turn the nation upside down before taking their rightful place in it. That's a lot to ask of a race that's been through so much, and that implies that heroes like Martin Luther King were somehow off track in seeking black America's piece of the pie, to quote the Jeffersons theme song. With all due respect to Mr. Belafonte and his lifelong efforts against injustice, his house slave, field slave ideology once made a lot of sense, but today I fear it's become out of date. The token house slave is, thankfully, no longer the highest position that an African American can hope to aspire to. Black Americans have taken their place in the highest reaches of the American power structure. It's true that there's still racism, and the number of blacks in poverty is still one of our most pressing problems. But most of us are making our way in the only society we've ever known. Few of us are Pollyannas, but if making the best of ourselves in an imperfect world isn't authentically black, then really, what is?
John McWhorter is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a professor of linguistics at the University of California at Berkeley.